A 360 degree view on sports.
But yeah, man, let's jump straight into matters, serious matters right here, because I'm kind of happy, I'm kind of starstruck, I'm kind of everything. I've got a world superstar waiting on the line to speak to us right here on Vision View Sports Radio from Botswana. He is definitely, you know, if you love athletics, you will definitely love this man. He's affectionately known as Badman. You let us know. Is it Badman or Badman? Isaac Makwala, thank you so much for taking time out to join us right here. It is an absolute pleasure to have you on the line, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so very much to interview me. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah, man. We talk about your name. Is it Badman or Batman?
Badman.
Badman. Yeah. And why are you known as Badman?
It's just a bad name on the track. Not any harm. Not any harm on the community. So the name Badman just come from the breaking record.
Okay. We're gonna get into all of that breaking records. But let's talk about your book. It's called The Solo Runner: The Untold Story of Isaac Makwala, written by former athlete and academic Tsepang Tshupe. Isaac, your decision to put out a book, where did that come from? You know, that you got to a point now where you say, you know what, I need to tell my story.
Yeah, you know, the story just came from the Dr. Tsepang Tshupe. He contacted me he told me that we need to sit down and write the book and tell the people my story. The untold story. I know most of people, they don't know me. They just see me on the television, but they don't know my background, where I come from, what happened for me until I reached athletics. So that's the meaning of the book. That's, I want people to know my story.
Mm. And what I'm reading here is, you know, you started, Isaac, you know, herding goats, you know, back in your village in Botswana. But maybe you can, you know, share from, you know, your perspective, where does this book start? You know, where does the story of Isaac Makwala start? You know, just take us through the book and, you know, the different, you know, stories within the book.
Yeah, the book starts straight from my childhood, where I was born, what I was doing, my primary schools, my junior schools, all the schools that I attended. It talk about the head looking after goats. Yes, everyone's child, the young boys at our village, at my culture that I'm coming from. When your parents have a livestock, the boys were looking after those livestock. When they are not going to school or when there are holidays in school, you have to go to the cattle post to look after those livestock. So that's what I was doing also. So I was born in Tutume. That's a village northeast from Havroni. It's about 600 kilometers from Havroni. Then our cattle post is called Malelejwe. It's about in northwest also about 300 kilometers from Tutume, I think. Yeah, so that's where I grew up, looking after all those livestock.
Yeah, and is that where your athletics career started, or where, you know, there were signs that, you know, there's some speed here? You know, did one of the, you know, the animals just run off and you were like, hey, I need to catch this thing quickly?
Yeah, I would say my career for athletics started when I was in primary schools. Yes, but even in the cattle post, they were chasing those livestock, those goats when you were still young, those cows, chasing them. Yeah, I think that's where it built my career also.
You know what I find so ironic, Isaac, is that, you know, you used to chase goats, and look at you now, you know, then Botswana, the greatest of all time, the goat.
Yeah, like I said, you never give up in the world. You in your life, but you never know what will happen after. See where I come from and see where I am now.
Yeah, I see here that you had aspirations of becoming a soldier.
Yeah, when I grew up, I wanted to be a soldier, but I was loving the way the uniform and everything. And on that time, a soldier was something big. You know, when we grew up, to be a soldier was something big.
Yeah, man, and take us through, you know, when your career as athletics, when it actually started, you know, with the first time that you got into a race or you know, just your time in primary school and high school and, you know, how that just, you know, helped you in becoming the professional athlete that you were?
Yeah, like I said, I started from primary school, junior school, then I went to tertiary school. But on those, on primary school and junior schools, I was not focusing more in athletics, but I was doing it, but not that much. I was a football player again. That's where I was focused most. So that's why you see, I didn't join a national team at a youth level or junior level. I just joined a national team at a national level. I skipped another stages.
Yeah, and talk to us, you know, after high school, you know, comes obviously tertiary for some people, you know, that's where we see a lot, you know, in the athletic space, you know, where careers now, you know, they just skyrocket. For you, you know, what was your journey like? When was your first professional race? You know, do you still remember it? You know, do you still remember the nerves? Do you still remember the, you know, the emotions going through it? Obviously, you know, coming from, you know, a village in Botswana, and now you're traveling the world. You know, there's so many world championships. You know, there's Olympics. You know, just take us through, you know, your journey, you know, when from your first race, you know, up to, you know, now when you decide, you know, but we'll get into that, you know, where you decide, you know, to hang up really your spikes.
Yeah, for me, I joined my national team when I was 22 or 23 years. I think my first race was my first competition running for national team, which was in trials for nationals, Botswana nationals in 06, 2006. Then from there, I was third on my race. 400. Then I was picked for national team to go and participate in African Championship in Mauritius. That's my first international trip. But that time I was just a reserve for the 4x4. I didn't run. So the following year, 2007, that's when I started competing. Yeah, the nerves was there because it was my first time flying. All of this, I didn't know about all of those countries, so the next was there, but everything went well for me. My first international running was All Africa Games in Algeria 2007. Yeah, that's when I was running my individual 400, but I was knocked in the semifinal, but our relay got a gold medal in 4x4. That's when I started everything there until today.
And yeah. You know, in an athlete's career, Isaac, there comes a point where you need to decide what is your specialty event. You know, you can be doing the 200, 100, 400, even relay, but there comes a point where you say, okay, know what, 400 is for me, this is my specialty. For you, when did you reach that decision, you know, Isaac, at what age were you, or which championship was it at where you decided, no, 400 is my event, I don't want to do 200, I don't want to do 100, I'm sticking to 400?
Yeah, when I joined, like I said, when I joined the national team, I was running the 400 meters. Then I qualified for the I got third in the 400. That's when I sticked all to the 400 until today. I never changed again since that time until when it comes to 2010, 2011. Then I was trying the 4 and 2. Then things I was just combining, but my race actually was the 400 meters.
And talk to us about a certain incident where, you know, you weren't allowed to to compete in the 400 in London. You know, what was happening during that time? You know, a lot of people, you know, saying there that you had a stomach virus. What was the matter there that you couldn't compete?
Yeah, that was an emotional thing. I think, yes, because the hotel that we stay in, they say there was a virus. But when it comes to any, when you show any symptoms of the virus, they will just suggest that you have a virus without any testing or what. So they just assuming that I was sick, but by that time I was not sick.
Yeah, let's talk about the coach, you know, that discovered you. You mentioned, you know, your coach, you know, in the book, you know, talk to us about the coach that, you know, discovered Isaac Makwala. You know, how long has that journey lasted with you and the coach? And really, you know, just talk to us about the coaches after that, if you had, you know, appointed other coaches to sort of help you with your career.
Yeah, I think I started with Mr. Sivani Molopo from Tertiary School. He's the one who made me to join the national team. I just worked with him 2 years. When I was in Tertiary, when I'm done with Tertiary, I came to Gaborone to train in Gaborone. I joined the national team coach, Bobby Hasitiwi. I worked with him, I think, for a year or so. Then I won the scholarship to train in Dakar, Senegal. Then I worked with Anthony Kofi. I think I worked from Cote d'Ivoire. He's a coach from Cote d'Ivoire. I think I worked with him for 3 years, I think. Then I came back home. Then the following year again, I went to Jamaica to be coached with Coach Glenn Mills, the coach for Usain Bolt and Johan Blake. Then for 2 years, just for 2 years. Then I came back home in 2013 to work with Justice Dipper. That's my current coach now.
Yeah, so many IAAF or World Athletics, as it's known now, so many of these events, you know, that you've been part of, so many Olympics, you know, that you've been part of. But what championship really for you, Isaac, stands out as, you know, your competition that, you know, this is where you can say, this is where I've done my best?
I think all competition, I was doing all my best that I had on that day. So I think for now, maybe I can pick the 2020 Olympic Games. I think it stand a lot because I brought home a bronze medal. I think that one I can say, yeah, this is the one I say the performance one.
Yeah, I also feel like that one. Let's talk about, you know, when we talk about Botswana and South Africa, neighboring countries, you're in the SADC region, you know. There's always been that, you know, brotherly love between Botswana and South Africa. When it comes to competition, you know, meeting up with the South Africans, you know, the Wade van Niekerks, Akani Simbini, you know, what has that relationship been like, you know, in competition, you know, abroad?
Yeah, I think Botswana and South Africa, we are so close. I think we are friends. I think even we meet in the competition, you find that we are talking. Others are speaking Setswana, like we are speaking Setswana here in Botswana. I think it's a good relationship. We have a good relationship with the South African.
But what's your relationship with Wade van Niekerk? I mean, same event, then he won, you know, he won big, becoming, you know, the world record holder. You know, what's your relationship with Wade, sorry? And really, does he, you know, give you advice, or have you given him advice? You know, what sort of relationship do you guys have?
I think with Wade, we started far. I think we started 2014 to know each other. The same time when we started to run fast, we started the same year. And 2015 again, we started to run the first under 44 in Africa together. I think our relationship is good with Wade. We've been along each other. We've been advising each other. We ran a lot with each other, so our relationship is good. Even now, it's good. We can talk. We can even talk even now.
Gentok even now. Let's talk about the Makwala Challenge Cup. You know, what is that about?
Makwala Challenge Cup is a tournament cup. It is organized by the guys from my home village. They wanted just to appreciate me, so my name should not disappear even when I'm retired. We do a tournament home. It's a charity tournament. Every year on December 30, we just do a tournament, and then after whatever we have in the tournament, the money goes to the charity. We just choose a charity somewhere, then we put the money in the charity.
Yeah, but why football and not athletics? I'm interested to know that.
Yeah, you know, football make a lot of crowd. It's not like athletics. Athletics, you need a lot of things. It's not like football. Football, you can play it everywhere. But athletics, you need a lot of things. You need a track. You need the officials. Lot of officials. In football, you just need. Maybe you need official. You need referee, two linemen. Then that's all. You see. But in athletics, you need a lot of people.
Yeah, no, so interested, you know, to know so much more of what's coming out in the book. But before we get to, you know, to the end of this conversation, I need to ask you about your plans to retire. I believe, you know, you have announced your retirement from professional athletics. You know, what's the latest on that?
Yeah, I've announced that that was my last Olympics, but I didn't announce my retirement yet. But I think I'll take it from my last year. Next year will be my last year, I think. I think so. But, you know, people can say in athletics most, I always see people say they are retiring, then next year again they come back. I think they get bored and they come back again. But I don't know. Yeah. Next year is my last year.
Next year is your last year. But
yes.
Plans after retirement. What does an athlete do after retirement, Isaac? We do know, you know, in the soccer spaces, you know, they go into coaching courses, and you know, others have businesses. For Isaac Makwala, going after, you know, once you have retired, you know, next year, what do you then do?
Yeah, I want to be on my coach's footsteps. I want to follow my coach steps. So I think I will be a coach also.
Yeah, and just getting the next Isaac Makwalas, the next Wade van Niekerks, and, you know, so that, you know, track and field, we can, you know, be on top of the world again, you know, Isaac. But let's talk about the book now. Where can we get hold of this book? You know, where can we read it? Is it online, or is it a hardcover?
For the book, I think I have a launch on for the book here in Botswana on the 20th. November next week, Saturday.
Next week, Saturday, okay.
Yes, the book will be launched here. So I think on the 20th, the book will be there on Amazon and all online bookstores. That's where you can find it.
Okay, we'll definitely keep an eye on your social media accounts, Isaac Makwala, just to, you know, with regards to that. I definitely want to get myself a copy. I like, you know, the hardcover books, the hard copy books. You know, I'm not a fan of online and ebooks, and, you know, it sort of hurts my eyes. So I want a, you know, physical copy signed by Isaac Makwala himself, even if I have to drive down to Botswana myself from Johannesburg.
Yes, and we are planning to come and launch it in Joburg. I think we will announce it when we are finally done. This side, we'll plan to come and launch it in South Africa.
Isaac, you let me know when you're in Johannesburg, so we can definitely bring you to studio, and then you can also, you know, show us the book, and yeah, I mean, we can have another sit down. But thank you so much, legend, for coming on and chatting to us about your book and, you know, just your plans, you know, post your career. Thank you so much, Isaac, for joining us.
Thank you so very much.
Cheers, enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.